Hello there, and welcome to North Shore Sports Night. On a Monday night, I'm Rick Moore, along with our co-host Tim Kearns. He's back, and our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and we've got a massive show lined up this evening, as well as thousands, perhaps bazillions, of brand new interviews up on our website. And our new website, in case you haven't noticed, is msonewsports.com, which is also msonewsports.com. So take a look. We have... Thank you. Go away. Go away. Let me get rid of this here. We have a bunch of new interviews up there tonight, and a bunch of guests that we have this evening as well. We have been making a blitz through the Northeastern Conference and the North Shore Cape End League as well, trying to connect with mostly football coaches as we concentrate on football, as well as area athletic directors. But we have a lot of programming coming up that will cover all kinds of different sports, different news, and things like that. Bill Newell is going to talk about that later on in our show. And Tim, you're back?
Yeah, 10 days up on the Maine New Hampshire border. Very nice, great weather with our best friends. And first day of school today. Extremely warm in the building.
Oh yeah.
And well, tomorrow and Wednesday will be even worse, as it's supposed to be 90 plus and very, very hot. So
how is it done? I'm interested. I always think support staff ought to be taken care of, and I absolutely love the support staff at the high school. I think they're fantastic, including and you know, I don't even know Maureen's last name, but she is the most amazing person. Our custodian, Maureen.
Oh, God, yes.
She is
the tireless worker.
Tireless. She's an angel. She's the sweetest person on earth, and she works so hard. But riddle me this. The principal and assistant principal's offices are air-conditioned, and the rest of the school is not?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just saying. Just wondering.
Kind of where the renovation went wrong in 1996.
You think? Oh, man.
Yeah, amongst the many myriad of issues that were present, but that's another discussion.
Well, it is,
time.
And the thing is,
once I retire, I can speak openly.
as I just did, and what's really cool is talking with all the athletic directors.
Three fans on in my room.
And coaches. Yeah, well,
I have one on my desk.
It's
I have a fan on top of the bookcase in the back room. I have one in the corner near the windows, and it's all blown. Get the air moving, just to make it bearable.
All right, we take a break. We got to get that wire off your earpiece. No, it's I understand that, but I tell you what, Tim. Talking to the coaches, I've talked to a bunch of coaches, football coaches. I talked with Allie Walsh, the Gloucester girls soccer coach, a bunch of other people, and all kinds of athletic directors. Stopped into Tom Gallagher's office today. Over at Ipswich High School, and we're going to be playing that interview in a little while. And the enthusiasm that these guys have, some brand new head coaches on the North Shore. Bill Newell has a bunch of interviews with them, including the Wakefield coach, the Swampscott football coach, and some of the old-timers coming back, and the guys in between, and it's just great. This time of year is, I know it's difficult to get on vacation mode for some people, but it's also a very exciting time to get back at it. And these kids are just... they're ready to go.
Yeah, I was going through the back of Beverly High School this afternoon at 5:30, and AD Jim Coffey was, I think, maybe leaving the building. He was actually heading out of the parking lot, so he may have been going home. I'm not quite sure, but again, they work long days. You know they're in early, and it's just the fact that it's...
You just keep talking. I'll try to figure out which one it is. One of those wires is just messed up.
Yeah.
There we go. It might be that one.
Oh.
No, it ain't.
Our first Panther preview with head coach Dan Bauer. I will get this Wednesday, as well as Fisherman Forecast with head coach Tony Zerilli from Gloucester. I will do that Thursday afternoon, so my contributions will begin to add up quickly.
Got to show you how to get the
now that
up
I'm
on
back.
The
yeah, now I have to learn how to use the new software.
Yeah, it's really cool. And if you take a look, I mean, we have... it's great. We've got so many interviews up there, and we've been well received by the people we've come in contact with so far. And we have a full football schedule coming up. We're going to be broadcasting other things as well. And I am planning on, this isn't, well, maybe it is sports, but you know how Gloucester has the schooner races on Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
I'm planning on doing the parade of sail on Sunday morning. So we will live video stream that. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise and all that good stuff. So we'll do that. All right, now, tonight's guest, Gary Larrabee, will kick us off once again. Jordan Spieth, What is it? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away?
You know, I was thinking about that thing about our opening conversation with Gary every week. And I think, could that be one of the shortest reigns as world number one among an up-and-coming star? Because, what was it, 2 weeks?
That's about it.
And Rory is back on top. It's like going, okay.
So we'll talk with Gary about that. And it's going to be fun to talk with Dick Sawchuk again. Dick Sawchuk is a football referee. He's also the commissioner of the NEC and CAL, the Northeastern Conference, and the Cape Ann League football leagues. As I said, we'll talk with Tom Gallagher, who was a longtime athletic director over at Ipswich High School. And, Tim, that's my first visit over there. Great school, great tradition. On the gymnasium, it's got C. Elliott Roundy. And, of course, Bill and I started off with the great Elliott Roundy. He was so nice to us. We worked with his son, Tom, over at Salem State. And the tradition at Ipswich High School is as good as anywhere it is in the state.
Yeah, again, North Shore sports, every school lays claim to titles in all different sports, and every school has more than one legendary coach that they can put up a comparison with anybody, and that's throughout the entire conference. And it just speaks so highly to the quality of the men that have coached in the region over the decades that the kids have been playing sports. As well as the number of athletes that have come here and excelled, and some have gone on to play in college, some have gone on to play in the major leagues or on the professional level to varying degrees. And certainly with the climate that we have to deal with, the shortened seasons, especially for baseball and track, it certainly speaks to the quality of the not only the kids themselves, but the coaching that they get through all the various stages of development.
And we will be talking with Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, if all goes well once again. Two more Hall of Fame inductees that he will summarize for us. He's been doing two a week, and there are, I believe, 10 or 11 who will be inducted on September 20th at Gloucester High School. And then, of course, we'll chat with Bill Newell. Bill is going to update us on all the plans that we have for both sports and news at MSO. It's a new time. It's a new era for us. We begin, or are we finishing our 10th year? I can't even remember. I think we're finishing our 10th year. So we have begun the new football season, the new high school sports season with a brand new website. We've got lots of sportscast and newscast coming up and new programming as well. We're going to have plenty of programming. And we have some new sponsors we're going to bringing on board. We're really pleased about that. Also very happy to have Moynihan Lumber back. Gerard Moynihan and family have been wonderful to us over the years, and we appreciate all that they do. We're also going to be talking about North Shore, the student athlete program. It had a little hiccup this year. There were some problems, some issues that had to be overcome, what is it they used to say? Due to circumstances beyond our control. That's what they used to say on television. Those circumstances are being controlled, and the North Shore Student Athlete Program will be resurrected this year.
It
will
come back. Outer Limits.
Well, that was one of the things. Yeah, we control the vertical. We control the horizontal.
When
something wouldn't work, there'd be a line up like on ABC. Due to circumstances beyond our control, this program is not available or whatever. So the North Shore Student Athletes Program will be resurrected. We're really pleased about that. Sylvan Street Grill is back. And again, Ernie Tremblay has been wonderful to us. And, of course, the Sylvan Street Grill is our home away from home. That's where we do our business meetings. Very gracious hosting there for us, and we appreciate that. And they're also going to they're going to have one of the television screens on a Friday night will be dedicated to our football live streaming video broadcast. So we're really thrilled about that. That's at the Sylvan Street Grill. Andrew Nicastro of streamography.com will be our videographer along with Alex Sanfilippo. And so we've got good quality video broadcasting coming up at that point. Now, what else am I missing here? We've got some a couple of new people coming on board, and I don't want to miss anybody, so I shouldn't keep going from there. I guess that's it for now.
Are you voting for Trump?
Pardon?
Are you voting for Trump? He's got real hair.
We'll save that for Josh Arnold's political show. Okay? And you can be... love to have you as one of our political contributors. Love to do it. All right, we're a little behind schedule. We got to take a quick break here. Come back with Gary Larrabee. This is North Shore Sports Night on MSONewsSports.com. It is a Monday night. I'm Rick Moore. Tim Kearns is here. Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer. Hope you're with us. And if you got some friends and people you know, tell them, tune in. It's easy now. Just click on your device there, and it plays right away.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
North Shore Radio. MoreStuffOnline.com. News and sports for the entire North Shore.
Hey, buddy.
All right, we're back. Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we were just talking just before we called you, Gary. The shortest number one run in history, maybe. I was just telling about Jordan Spieth, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Yeah, Jason Day is, you're talking about Jason Day?
No, Jordan Spieth is a short run at number one.
Oh, right, yeah, because Jason Day is taken over as the hot meat on tour after winning the PGA and now winning the Barclays, the first run of the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's the man to beat, it looks like, the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, give us a little more about that, Gary, because as we said, what was it, McIlroy's back on top now at number one?
Yeah, I guess Spieth, by missing the cut at the Barclays this past weekend, slips just a tad. McIlroy didn't play, but he moves up to number one, but Jason Day is moving up fast and furious at number three. And I'm not sure if this might move him to number two. I don't think so, but let's face it, we got the big three in golf again. And let's hope that McIlroy shows up this week for the Deutsche Bank round two of the four-round FedEx Cup playoffs and see who stands tall after Monday's final round.
So why didn't he, I was awake here, why didn't he play the Barclays?
I think he just decided to take a breather before he has to play these next 3 weeks. I think there's a break after the Deutsche Bank. I haven't looked at the schedule lately, guys, but I think they have a break in there because, of course, the President's Cup comes up right after, I think, the last week of the FedEx Cup, so I believe we'll see McIlroy this week. I presume his ankle got through. I'm trying to think where he played last. Where did McIlroy play last? Did he play at the Wyndham? I can't remember.
I don't think he did. I don't remember. I don't remember seeing him.
No, I haven't seen anything.
No, I don't think he did.
Pardon my memory lapse, guys. But so McIlroy's a question mark. But we know Spieth and Day will be there at Boston at Deutsche Bank at TPC Boston. Should make for a very intriguing weekend. Starting on Friday, of course, and ending on Monday.
It certainly is. Let's get right to your agenda, Gary. And I was away all last week, so I didn't get my sailing news throughout the week. But the first thing I did when I got home was I grabbed Friday's edition. And the first thing on your agenda is the Bob Brown passing. And I wanted to make note of that without having seen the senior agenda. What a great article you wrote, and certainly for those not familiar with his contribution to the local golf scene, certainly are well aware of it through your education.
Well, thanks. You know, the mere fact that he built the first pure high class, if you will, executive golf course, all 18 holes, the par threes up at Middleton Golf Course back in the 60s. You know, Bart was quite a renaissance. Me and Harvard, the Air Force, great career, I understand, at the Polaroid Corporation. Then in midstream, he decides to build a golf course. He got that piece of land, piece of farmland, I guess, up on 114. And it's been a magnificent success story. And either poetically, fittingly, or ironically, you know, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and their iconic founder and the real face behind the Middleton Golf Course all these years, Bart Brown, passes away on the 21st, I believe, of August, and he deserves a great deal of thanks and credit for giving the North Shore another wonderful choice of public golf.
You know, Gary, it's amazing. If you talk to enough people, you would probably find 50% of the people have at least played Middleton. Because it is the par 3, it's not very demanding. You're afraid to get out on the big links, but it's there where you could go and you could learn to use the clubs. I know. I've played it numerous times. I've taken my wife there, who seldom plays, but they enjoy going up there.
It's wonderful. It's got plenty of challenge for the low handicap player. You may recall, Tim, they used to have a New England PGA Pro-Am there. I believe it was a pro lady on a Friday afternoon in May every year on the New England PGA schedule. And the pros had a tough time shooting under par, although I believe the course record remains, I think, 6 under 48, maybe 5 under 49, a competitive course record. I can't recall who's got it right now, but you can shoot a good score if you're a terrific player. But those, there's a lot of challenging holes there. And all I can say is I brought the golf course to its knees only once when I made a hole-in-one on the 16th hole in the company of my future golf professional, brother Mark. So that's my fondest memory of Middleton.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? Where I played, whether it was the Valley or Middleton, I started out on my knees. I was humbled before I even started, Gary.
No, but a wonderful golf course, and it's still always been in great shape. They've developed some wonderful teachers there, starting with Chris Cost. He's been there over 40 years, and Jane Frost was there about 15 before she went down to the Cape to work on their other golf course down there. And of course, now Kathy McPherson went from Middleton over to Ferncroft. Got a great, Bart Brown leaves a great legacy there. Bill George, his son-in-law, has been around the place for the last 20 years or so, and it's a great family story.
All right, what else you got in your sea bag, Gary?
Well, I think, guys, hot off the presses, we should report that they had a qualifying today for the U.S. Senior Amateur. And lo and behold, Tedesco's Cy Kilgore was one of the four local qualifiers, including Jack Kearney from Elmcrest out in Northampton, who's an airline pilot. But congratulations to Cy Kilgore. I think he's 61, 62. And this, is, of course, is a tournament for players 55 and over. And I believe this will be Cy's third appearance at the U.S. Senior Amateur. Cy shot 1 over 71 at Essex. So congratulations to the one and only Cy Kilgore.
Yeah, I just turned 62, so, and I know we graduated in the same year, so yep, he's at least that age.
Good for you. I'm trying to break 60 for 9 holes, and this guy's shooting 71 for 18. Pretty darn good.
Well, we talked about that last week, all the senior guys, yeah.
The other unfortunate news to share on the golf competition side is the fact that Salem Bourne and North Shore native Rob Oppenheim missed the cut this past weekend at the final tournament of the Webb.com season to determine the low 25 money winners who automatically receive their PGA Tour cards for next year. Rob missed the cut by one shot at 1 under par. The fellow who was trailing him, Rob began the week 24th. The fellow who was a 25th passed him, and one other fellow passed him as well. So Rob finished 26th on the money list. He will not get his automatic card, but he can still make some serious hay. There's still a few more tournaments coming up, including the Webb.com Championship. But he'll have to find another way to get on the PGA Tour next year. I believe his best bet right now is to get a very high ranking on the Webb.com Tour, and I think he has to just wait till next year.
All right. Have you got mapped out what you're going to have in the paper this week?
I have, and we've mentioned it before, Rick, but it's really going to happen this week unless Jack Nicklaus decides to retire to Danvers.
Yeah, okay.
And move his retirement home from West Palm to Danvers. And we will have a special piece this week on Mark Thompson, who's been the heart and soul of the Commodore Open for the last 21 years since the mantle was passed from the late great Mike Frangos. who founded the tournament, to Mark, who, of course, is the man in charge of Boston Private Bank and Trust. During that 21 years, guys, the Commodore Open has benefited tremendously on a financial side for the Northeast Arc. And coincidentally, I should say not coincidentally, but obviously, Boston Private Bank and Trust has become a national and not just a regional financial services company, and that also is a major tribute to Mark. But you'll read a little bit more about Mark on Friday in my column, and his continued dedication along with his company to the Northeast Arc and the Commodore Open coming up, I believe, on Monday, September 21st at Myopia Contact in Northeast Arc to try to get a foursome in.
Yeah, always great of you to promote that, Gary. That's fantastic what they do, and it's, believe me, very much appreciated when stuff like that gets out there. I just have one quick thing, Gary. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago I saw something, I think it was on Comcast. It was called something like Conversation with the Legends, and they had Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus sitting at the same table. Did you ever get a chance to see that?
I did not, but they were probably, I think, they might have been up in Minnesota. There was a special event up there, a Champions Tour event, and they had a special Legends one-day affair, I think, before the main event got underway. I believe they were all up there for that, because I know Jack and Lee and Gary were in the Golf Internet Publications regards that event.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty special. I got to see if I can get that on comment.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it was fantastic. Lee Trevino was incredible, and he talked about the hand positions, the club grips of each of those great players while they're sitting there in front of him. And of course, he's a riot, you know. But yeah, great interview. You got to see it if you get a chance.
I'm on it.
All right, Gary. We're off next week. We're going to take next Monday night off. It's my wife's wedding anniversary, so we're going to take off Labor Day, and then we'll be back the following week.
I think it's your wedding anniversary, too.
Yes, it is.
No, Martha refuses to recognize that, but she appreciates Rick going out with her.
There you go.
I'd be happy to join you for dessert if you let me know where you're going to be going. But
I'll let you know. I'll email you where we're going to be.
If it's out of the country, never mind.
All right, Gary, thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, Gary.
Gary Larrabee, our regular Monday guest.
He's so much fun. He knows everybody.
He's an encyclopedia. And you know what, though, Tim? We said this before. It's not just golf. I mean, Gary wrote everything when he was with the Salem News full-time, and he just knows everybody and everything. Okay, we need to take another quick break, and we'll come back and check in with the football commissioner of the Northeastern Conference and the Cape Ann League, Dick Sawchuk. We'll talk with Tom Gallagher later, who is the Ipswich Athletic Director, but Dick Sawchuk will be up next. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street, is Beverly's number one deli. Gloria has cold-cut platters to get you ready for the game. Roast beef, imported ham, turkey breast, Genoa salami, American Swiss, and provolone cheese. Potato salad, coleslaw, pickles, potato chips, rolls, and much, much more. And Gloria uses only the freshest bread delivered every morning. And don't worry about the weather. When the snow comes, Gloria will be open. Beverly's number one deli has closed only once in 24 years due to weather. Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street, Beverly. Call 978-922-3333. The Law Office of Robert J. Madruga can help you with any questions you might have about taxation, estate planning, asset preservation, or wills, trusts, and probate. A tax specialist, Bob Madruga is the man to see about individual, corporate, or fiduciary taxation. Give Bob a call at 978-283-6883 and make an appointment to get your questions answered. The Law Office of Robert J. Madruga is conveniently located at 128 Main Street in Gloucester. For the best advice on taxes and estate planning, talk to the best. Robert J. Madruga, the best. Phone 978-283-6883.
At Ipswich High School with Athletic Director Tom Gallagher, I'm Rick Moore with MSO newsports.com. And Tom, just pulling into the parking lot here at this new high school, well, it's relatively new, G. Elliot Roundy up there on the gymnasium brings back memories for our former WESX listeners. But great tradition here at Ipswich.
Absolutely. It's my 12th year, or coming into my 12th year as the athletic director here, and there were a few that were here before me, but Elliot Roundy was quite the legend. He was retired by the time I met him, but he was a guy that you instantly connected with. Even though he had been out for a long period of time, Ipswich was still really special to him, so I was fortunate enough to get to meet him and Art Carey early on.
The thing is, too, talking with someone like Elliot Roundy, I think of someone like, Terry Francona of the Red Sox, or maybe Bill Belichick. If you could sit down and have dinner with these guys and pick their brains, you know, the history of all the athletes that have come through Ipswich High School, and all the high schools around the North Shore. But, you have a background, you were at Beverly High School, and tell us how you made it from Beverly High School over here to Ipswich.
Graduated from Beverly High School in the late 80s and went on to Salem State, and I majored in athletic training. So I actually came to Ipswich in 1991, and I was an unpaid intern. And my thought was I would probably do a couple of years here and study for my boards and then end up with a high-paying job somewhere along the way. I was fortunate enough to work with some great people, and a couple years after I got here, the position opened up. So at the time, Chuck Holman was the AD, and he hired me in 94 as the athletic trainer. And I did 10 years here in that capacity, and then in 2004 took over as the athletic director.
All right. And this week, obviously, a very busy week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Today was our opening day at school, and everybody's kind of gravitating back here for the first time. And people are saying, well, I can't believe summer's gone. And I've said, well, we've been back for about 3 weeks full time at this point.
Right, right.
So, you know, but it's great. You know, it's kind of eerie and kind of quiet around here when the kids aren't around. And all of a sudden, you hand out football equipment, and then the football team rolls in, and the cheerleaders are here, and then you're starting tryouts and all your other sports. So it's great to be back.
Like you never left the building.
Absolutely. Summer goes by really quick.
Give us some highlights of last year that come to mind rather briefly on Ipswich Athletics, you know, the varsity teams.
We had sort of a mixed bag last year. We had some teams that were really middle of the road, some teams that were rebuilding, and we had some teams that really stepped up. Coming to mind, first and foremost, I think probably the girls and boys basketball teams. Girls made another run into the state tournament. I think that's probably at least 10 or 12 years in a row. The boys basketball team has been down a little bit the last few years, but it was really nice to see them turn the page this year. They didn't make the state tournament, but arguably they were probably one of the hottest teams on the North Shore.
Okay.
And then for the spring for us, we had boys and girls lacrosse who both won North sectional titles and KPN titles and became state semifinalists. So that was very exciting around here in the springtime.
The KPN League is very competitive, and the size of the schools changes from Rockport up to Masconomet. So it does present challenge for kids of smaller schools.
It certainly does. You know, every school, I think, sort of has that sport or two that they're really strong at. And, you know, whether we're playing Rockport or we're playing Masconomet, you know, a school like Ipswich is more the bottom middle, I think, in terms of size-wise. You know, I'd like to think year in, year out, we can compete with most of those teams. But when you're playing up against bigger schools, you know, it can hurt your KPN League record, but if you're lucky enough to make the state tournament, it's really some good practice and some good competition to prep you for the state tournament.
You get that outside practice against tougher, bigger opponents.
Absolutely, and it pays dividends when you get into the state tournament when you play a tough schedule like that.
Off-season summer workouts for the kids. I know a lot of schools have programs in general for all athletes. Ipswich, I presume, has the same.
We do. Ours is a little more segmented, I think, than I would like it to be, and that's one of the things that we're kind of working towards. You know, our first challenge is to get them in here and get them through the door. And I think over the last couple of years, my coaching staff has done a great job at really trying to offer opportunities for kids. This year, we kind of turned the corner a little bit. We have a new football coach that came on board, Kevin Fassett. And Kevin's background really has a lot to do with strength and conditioning. And through some work with some booster groups, one called the Ipswich Education Foundation, with Coach Fassett and myself, we were able to secure some new weight room equipment. So we had some great workouts. Football team was averaging probably 30 or 40 guys a day during the summer. The soccer teams were out in force, the field hockey team as well. So our hope is that we can kind of get them all under one umbrella in the future and really try and run a comprehensive program.
What changes might we expect from under Coach Fassett?
This is his first head coaching job. He's most recently been an assistant at Melrose. He has a tremendous amount of energy. Ipswich, having traditionally for years and years and years been a wing T team, gravitated a little bit away from that the last couple of years under Coach Brotherton. And Coach Fassett is probably going to be a little bit more of a change because he's not necessarily married to any particular offense. He's much more of the mindset of look at the personnel you have and try and work to your strengths. Where, you know, in the past, I think a lot of football teams were really geared towards one particular style. I think he's going to be much more open-ended. So I would expect Friday nights will be pretty exciting under him.
Absolutely. And I see that in Manchester, Essex, Coach Hutton is bringing back the wing T, bringing it over from Beverly.
That's interesting. There's still a few out there, and there are a lot of coaches that still really believe that the wing T is an offense that they want to use. I'm not sure that the fans necessarily agree with that because they like the run and shoot and throw the ball down the field and all the stuff they see on Sunday afternoons with the pros.
Well, being so close to Paul Ingram, oh, I hit the stop button again, did I? No, I didn't. Okay, being so close to Paul Ingram, I got to tell you, the wing T did Gloucester pretty good over the years. But you mentioned some of the sports forefall, and maybe just kind of let us know or give us an idea of what you expect, maybe numbers-wise, and are there any other new coaches for the fall?
Yeah, our numbers are pretty much the same as they have been the last few years. Our enrollment's dropped over the last couple of years a little bit. There's been a fluctuation in some of the middle school classes that have come up, so our numbers are down a little bit. Preliminary look right now, we have pretty much the same number across the board in all of our sports. We're a little bit thinner in, I think, girls soccer and field hockey than we have been in the past. Football's down a little bit this year. But we have a brand new football coaching staff this year from top to bottom. Not only Coach Fassett, but the assistant coaches that are working with him are all brand new underneath him. Our girls soccer coach and our boys soccer coach are both going into their second years here. Field hockey coach, I think, is going into her third year. So by and large, we've got a fairly new coaching staff.
Yeah. You guys have a user's fee here?
We do, unfortunately. We are $650 per kid per year, which gets you one, two, or three sports with a $900 family cap.
Okay. Well, Tom, you know, a great tradition at Ipswich High School, and thank you for letting me come over here today. But anything else you might want to mention about Ipswich athletics or the kids or the school year?
Ipswich is a special place. You know, there's a lot of tradition, a lot of history in athletics here, and I think you can go back to the days of Jack Welch and, you know, Elliot Roundy and Art Carey and all those guys. And one of the things that's always struck me, other than the fact that I'm originally from Beverly and grew up in black and orange and came to work in Ipswich, which was black and orange, the tradition here is really incredible. The support from the community, the support from the fans is really amazing. The more successful our teams are every year, the bigger the crowds get. And, you know, if anybody remembers back to when the boys basketball team, probably about 8 or 10 years ago, we were making state tournament runs, it seemed like the entire town of Ipswich would show up decked out in orange T-shirts in support. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to put some good product on the field and the courts this year and do that again.
You know, my final thought is everybody knows that football is a good take on a Friday night, doesn't cost a whole lot of money. But watching these other kids in other sports is a lot of fun, too.
It certainly is. It really doesn't get much better than high school athletics as far as I'm concerned. You know, for most of our athletes, these 4 years are years to cherish because they don't necessarily get to play again. So the last time they walk off the field here with their stick or their helmet or the basketball under their arm is the last time they get to do that, sometimes for many kids competitively. So the experience that we try to create for them here is really one that's meaningful and hopefully something that they enjoy.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom.
Sure.
That is Tom Gallagher, the athletic director at Ipswich High School. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore. Just to follow up on that, the connection with Beverly, Tim, Bill Newell and I broadcast some of the games that Tom played in. Tom started as a tight end at Beverly High School in football, and Coach Hamer, you've seen Tom. Tom is good size. He's a good size young man. And they moved him from tight end over to guard, so he played offensive line and defense, defensive end, I guess, for Coach Hamer. And then he moved on over to Ipswich. But a great story, and the connection is there between the two leagues. I mean, it just seems like everybody knows everybody else.
Yeah, I saw Bill Hamer this summer.
They're naming the new gym after him, new fieldhouse or something? Or what is it?
Really?
Something's being named after him, yes.
I'll have to get a hold of Mr. Coffey.
Yeah, he's being honored.
Coach Bauer. And well, he should for his contribution to Beverly Athletics over the years, not only through coaching, but He put a pretty good hockey player, football player, in his son Billy Jr. through, who then, with Lisa Beretti, put several really good athletes into Beverly High School as well, Mitch and his younger brother being one. And in fact, I saw Mitch at the same party. It was for Billy Jr.'s wife's, his Billy Jr.'s mother-in-law, who turned 85 or something like that. And she looks wonderful. My wife's best friend's mother.
Didn't one of the Hammers go to the military academy as well?
Yes, he did. Bill Jr. went to Army, played hockey there. Yeah. Great, great guy. Mitch is now out of college, working, and that's like, oh my God. He goes, yeah, I still remember that interview. We still watch it. So I mean, and that was six years ago.
One of the things we're going to do this year is we're going to try to connect with kids who are in college and out of college, kids that we've talked with before, and people have seen and watched play on the field or in the rink or whatever. We're going to try to do that. All right, let's take a quick break, Tim, and catch up with Nick Kukru if we can get a hold of him, and then we'll talk with Bill Newell about stuff going on right here at MSONewsSports.com. We weren't able to get hold of Dick Sawchuk. We will keep trying that. In the meantime, we'll take a break, as we said, and we'll come back with more in just a second.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
It's team decided. The best pizza in Lynn is Mandy's Pizza on Goodrich Street, right across from Lynn English High School. Satisfying pizza lovers since 1962. Stop in or enjoy express delivery in Lynn and Swampscott. Go online and check out mandyspizza.com or call 781-599-6000.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to speak to you today about our kitchen cabinet department. Many of our customers tell us how much they appreciate browsing in our showroom, in which there are 25 kitchens displayed. They're also very complimentary of our sales staff. Denise, Randy, Steve, and Mike are four of a kind that's hard to beat. Please visit our kitchen cabinet showroom. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly, or MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Bank.
Hey, look, free lemonade.
Hey, sweetie, can we have two free lemonades?
Sure. Would you like me to pour it? Here's just a small pouring fee of 50 cents.
Okay.
I need just 25 cents more to have it chilled.
But the sign says free lemonade.
But you should really read the fine print.
Does it seem like your bank's checking accounts have all sorts of hidden fees? At North Shore Bank, we think checking should be sweet and easy, like sipping lemonade. That's why we offer checking accounts that work for you, without the customer service issues and hidden fees of a big bank. So if you're looking for a local community bank, call us today at 877-712-7000 or visit us online at www.northshore-bank.com.
North Shore Bank. North of your expectation.
Do you want me to smile while I pour?
Member FDIC, member SIF.
All right, we're back, and Bill Newell has corrected me. Thank goodness Bill is listening in. It's the weight room at Beverly High School that they're going to dedicating to Bill Hammer. That's great. Of course, it wouldn't be the gym, although it could have been, but it's the weight room.
I'll find out when that is.
Okay.
Mr. Newell may even know, and I'll make sure that I attend and
okay.
Get a few sound bites from Mr. Hammer, who was just an absolutely wonderful man. Red Hat will probably be there, and I can get a few sounds from Nick. But we have Nick Kukru on the line.
All right, Nick, you've been doing Nick Kukru is the sports editor of the Gloucester Times, and Nick every week has been putting in two Gloucester Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame inductees, profiles of these guys. And Nick, who did you have last week?
Yeah, so we had Bob Rowlands, the great athletic director at Gloucester High, and Paul Lufkin, an all-time hockey player at GHS. And that was one, actually. Paul Lufkin was one of the more interesting ones for me to put together, at least, because I didn't know anything about him. So I was starting from scratch with him. I'll be honest, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. I never even heard of him until this whole process started. But once I read his resume, I'm thinking to myself, wow, how wasn't he in
right
years ago?
Well, that's one thing.
I mean, he is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's one thing you got to do. Paul Lufkin was in that bridge here for me. He was a little before me, but I knew of him when I moved to Gloucester, coming up from Texas. But I knew, you know, I know Donnie Lowe and Donnie Riley and Paul Riley and all those guys. And, of course, Punky Smith, they know, you know, they know Paul Lufkin. So give us a little thumbnail of the great Paul Lufkin, who was just a little bit before Punky Smith and the Riley brothers and so on.
Yeah, he was kind of, you know, in the Jack Kniff era. And he was Jack Kniff's, you know, first big star back in the late 50s. First Gloucester hockey player to earn a Division I scholarship. I think only four total have ever. And he's the first Gloucester high school player to play in the Frozen Four. One of two. Him and Steve Douglas, who's also in the Hall of Fame as well. The only two to ever play in the Frozen Four. He played in 1963 with Boston College. So I mean, he has the pedigree. From what I gathered, he was a real grinder, and he had the talent to go with it, which really just kind of set him off above the rest. And he kept it going in college. He was good at BC. He went on to coach Yale for about 5 years as well.
Now, Nick, isn't it great to go back and enjoy reading the history of these people and finding out all these unknown, like you said, tidbits of information and all these people who really made the Gloucester sports scene back then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I took my history class.
I was fortunate enough, you know, I had with this class coming in, I had probably seen about 80% of them play, and I had heard of, you know, all the rest of them. But that's why this one was, you know, such a treat, because I hadn't known a whole lot about him and, you know, that Jack Kniff era. I mean, I'd heard, you know, Donnie Riley's and the Donnie Lowe's, but you know, I think Paul Lufkin appears to have slipped through the cracks for a while, but now he's where he belongs.
Yeah, deservedly so. And Nick, I might suggest when the sports seasons are between seasons, there's not a lot going on. You know, maybe you can educate some of the younger kids with a story like that if you can do the research, because there are so many great athletes. I was talking to somebody at the beach the other day about Gus Hagstrom, the late, great Gus Hagstrom, who was the math department head at Gloucester High School for many years. But he didn't know, the person I was talking to, that Gus was a super athlete at Providence, I believe it was. And Gus is in the Providence Hall of Fame as a baseball player and I think as a basketball player. So these are things that, you know, you just see Mr. Hagstrom as an older gentleman when we meet him, but you don't realize, you know, the great history that he had.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. That's actually a great point, because it's amazing. You know, I was talking to my younger brother, you know, John, this past weekend, and he didn't even know who Bob Rowland was.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the way it made me feel old.
Well, listen, at least, thanks for that ammunition, though. We got one for Bob now. That's good. All right, so tell us about Bob Rowland.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Rowland, I mean, you know, he got in as, you know, meritorious service for his work as athletic director, but he could have easily been in as an athlete too. And to his credit, he resisted, from what I heard, for years. Wouldn't even let himself be voted on because he was on the committee, and so he didn't want to go down that road. But I think this year they said, "Nope, too bad. We're voting you in anyways because you belong in there." I mean, he was a, you know, three sport athlete back in the '60s, and I mean, look at the production of all the teams in the school while he was AD. I mean, unbelievable. Everyone was good when Bob Rowland was athletic director.
Well, you know, from my time as a JV baseball coach and the 4 years as head coach, you couldn't have asked for a more supportive athletic director than Bob. You needed something. He made sure you had what you needed to get the job done. And constantly looking out for the welfare of the kids. And again, when the fee thing came down, it was important that they find a way to enable any kid who wanted to play to play.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and he was you know, just legendary for, you know, just promoting all sports across the board. He really put the time into promoting the, you know, the girls' sports at GHS, just the same way that, you know, he did the boys. And I mean, look, I mean, he brought, you know, girls hockey here, boys and girls lacrosse. He brought to Gloucester High School. He was influential in getting the field house set up. So I mean, you don't talk about dedication to Gloucester High School sports. There's not too many that can match his dedication.
Yeah, and he was a great teacher, too. We don't want to forget that. That was, yeah. You know, he was not a full-time athletic director. He had to teach and then fit in all the AD's duties as well.
Yep, and a great coach, assistant football coach.
That's right.
And head track coach.
That's right. You are correct. All right, Nick, we're a little pressed for time here, but what do you got coming up this week?
Yeah, well, we got the last three coming up this week. Joe Slam, Laurie Sanborn, and Jim Unis are the last three.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I mean, three more no-brainers that I've been talking about. Joe Slam, I didn't know a whole lot about, but I just talked to Lou McGrath the other night, and, man, is she impressive as well. And, I mean, everyone knows how Don and Jimmy Unis and Laurie Sanborn were.
Yeah, all three of those kids are former students of mine, and great people, great athletes.
Nick, I have to mention real quick before we let you go. I was watching the Seattle football game, Seattle-San Diego, this weekend. And Will Blackman is still playing.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah.
He's still pretty solid. Good for him. I mean, he's made a real niche for himself. You know, started off as just basically a kick returning specialist.
Yeah.
You know, he just kept at it. He's a great athlete. He kept around. Now he's turned himself into a pretty decent quarterback.
Yeah, and first time we found out anything about him was the night that they had at the Fieldhouse for Jimmy, and they invited Will and his parents back up because they were the only two New England kids playing in the USA Army All-Star game.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember. I was there. I remember that.
Yep.
And he had some impressive numbers too.
Yeah.
At his school in Rhode Island, I kind of felt bad for him. I mean, Jimmy got this whole big, you know, celebration. You know, everyone praising him, and then here's this kid coming in. You know, you think he couldn't get that at his school?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it shows the class, and I don't know if it was the school or the Unises that said, "Hey, listen, why don't you come up and be part of this with us?"
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
All right, Nick, we look forward to it, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks. We're off next week, so we'll see you in a couple.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick Kukuru, who is the Gloucester Times sports editor. This is North Shore Sports Night on a Monday night. We will be right back with our final guest.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
North Shore Radio. MoreStuffOnline.com. News and sports for the entire North Shore.
All right, good. All right, Bill, are you there?
Yes, still here.
Oh, okay.
I swear he says that to confuse me. Hi, are you there? Well, yeah, I'm answering the phone on.
Well, I'm not sure if he's there somewhere. Anyway, I had twin sisters in class once, and I always asked one of them, "Are you or are you your sister?" And she would say yes. So that answer. Anyway, Bill Newell is with us, and excuse me, Bill. So much activity going on right now, and you have been busy visiting a whole bunch of sports venues all over the North Shore. So maybe we could start there.
Right, we've made a few trips to some of the football practice sessions this summer, not fall yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And most recently, Peabody High School, they're up there on the website right now, msonewsports.com. But we've also checked in on a number of other football programs, and we'll continue to do more and expect that blitz to continue right up until kickoff, which is coming up, next week, right? End of next week.
Yeah, a week from... Do we have that right?
Friday.
The 11th. Yeah, it's on the 11th. So, yes. That's right, yeah. Week from Friday. So, and we will have a couple of games that night. You and Tim will be at Wakefield, and you've talked with the new Wakefield athletic director and head coach.
Yep, Brendan. We talked to Brendan Kent, who is the new athletic director there at Wakefield High School, and Steve Cummings, who is the new football coach there. He's been an assistant at Wakefield High School, teaches at the high school. And so new leadership at Wakefield High School in athletics and in football, and we'll be there on that Friday night, so we're looking forward to that for sure. We opened, Tim and I were, you were with me, Tim, right? Last year, and we opened the new stadium.
They were just put down the hot tub earlier in the day on the walkway.
Yeah, really. It was, you know, I think that Mike Boyages at the time was doing a lot of logistics, and the football game came as a distant second to him, all the other obligations that he had with opening up the new stadium. But it's a beautiful field over there. So if you're a Beverly fan, make sure you head over there. It's just a really nice take to go over there. And they'll have a big crowd there themselves, Wakefield High School, mm-hmm. for sure, on that Friday night to open up the season. That's my guess. And, yeah, so that's some of the things that we've been doing. And, of course, this year we'll also try to keep folks posted on the other sports, boys and girls soccer, field hockey, and so on. And, we checked in with a few ADs, but, we got a bunch of more coaches to get to. Hopefully we'll post, we got to Lynn Classical last week as well. And, Lynn English probably will be up on the website sometime tomorrow night.
All right, and you have some ideas, Bill, for some programming that we're going to get back into, and it really involves so many different kids and coaches and so on all over the North Shore. And they're really programs that you put together a couple of years ago started, and I don't know if you want to talk about those or what some of your ideas are so that we can maybe tease our listeners with what's coming up during this fall sports season.
Well, you know, I kind of look at it as you kind of have to hit critical mass on a few things, and that means we hit critical mass with football, I think, which means that every Monday night during the fall, you guys are always talking to the coaches that really we need to be talking to on Monday night, the people that, you know, probably pulled off the big win Friday or Saturday. Definitely happy to talk about the games or the guys you kind of check in with weekly. You know, there's a kind of a following there, so we're going to expand on that, but, you know, build on what we've done there, but also be able to put together some programs for the other sports as well. So we'll have athletes mm-hmm. on, video mm-hmm. clips, we'll have coaches on, and so on. So we just hope people really spread the word that morestuffonline.com is now msonewsports.com. And, of course, I would imagine if folks are listening to us now, they've already found out the website, but please pass the word on to other folks if you can because of the because it is a new site, but it allows us so much more potential to do things.
You know, Bill, you and I were talking today about the tradition, the rich sports tradition and heritage on the North Shore, and in particular, you knew I was going over to Ipswich to meet Tom Gallagher. We were talking about Ipswich, and when I got there to the high school, I hadn't been there before, and on the side of the gymnasium in 10-foot or 15-foot high letters, it says, C. Elliott Roundy. And it immediately just shocked me right back to 1978 or 1979.
C or G?
C. It is C. Elliott Roundy, and I said G. Elliott Roundy. But, you know, we think of Elliott Roundy and all the conversations that you had with him that I was privy to, and Tom Roundy and Jack Welch, and that's just one school, and we're talking about as many schools as we can hit in this area.
Well, you know, Elliott Roundy was football coach there. He was just the classic. You know, Rick, I'm trying to think. If Elliott Roundy were alive today, I'm thinking he'd be 95 to very close to 100. I'm pretty sure about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go low 95, something like that. So here's a guy that was a public school coach, teacher. And when it came to, and then running, he lived in Marblehead. He was a great Marblehead resident. But he made that drive to Ipswich every day. And then, and probably back and forth a few times too because of all the events. He was a guy that would work on the field. I mean, he was not only a coach, not only the AD, but this guy worked hard and this guy was devoted to high school athletics. And, you know, it's guys like that that, you know, We go back kind of a long ways, Rick, but being able to meet people like that is just really something. Oh, and one thing on the Bill Hamer thing. I don't have the date on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's this weekend. I'm not sure. I do have it somewhere, but the dedication of the weight room for Bill Hamer over at Beverly High School.
All right, I'll shoot Jim Bauer a message.
I think I can get that for you, Tim. Okay, I think I'm pretty sure.
Well, the connection with Tom Gallagher
news a lot in the last week or so.
The connection with Tom Gallagher, you know, with Bill Hamer, was pretty evident when I met him, and it's I don't know, it's just so much fun and exciting, and we still have that background that we can refer to and lean on a little bit, but it's a new era, and I don't know how many new coaches and new ADs there are right now on the North Shore, but you know, between the Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference, we got a bunch of them.
Well, you look at, and I was talking to Brendan Kent over at Wakefield last week about this. There used to be the stereotype athletic director was the former coach, basketball or football, often football, became the athletic director and closed out his career as the athletic director,
Yep.
And now we have a number of young, you know, young athletic directors in the business, and Brendan Kent would be one of those, a former phys ed teacher over at Melrose High School at Wakefield, and of course James Coffey, who has started young in Beverly. Now he's been around there for quite a while. How long has he been there, Tim? And we were talking to him a few weeks ago.
Eight years, right?
Wow.
And he was at Winthrop before that.
Yeah, and Tom Gallagher's a young guy, and he's been there 12 years, and he started off as an athletic trainer.
And Andy St. Pierre over at Danvers High School. I mean, there's just a number of
them.
And, you know, they have a great story to tell, and they're energetic, and it's, you know, I'm not saying one's better than the other, definitely not, but it seems to me that's a change. I just don't remember that in the past.
Well, it's a change, and, you know, it's with the technology, Bill, we're a little behind the eight ball. We got to try to keep up with it, but that's what we're doing. That's what our job is. That's what you've done so well in the first 2 weeks of this season already, is getting people back.
Technology, Rick. What is technology?
Technology is stuff that makes your life easier when it works. That's what technology is. When it doesn't work, it's the opposite. But anyway, are there anything else you want to mention, Bill? Because we're getting into it. We've got a week to go. More coaches to be lined up here, and then we're right into it with our first games a week from Friday.
Right. I just, you know, folks, check back with the website. We're going to get some more interactive things on there for folks to communicate with us. Give us another week or two to get things up and running. But certainly by the weekend of high school football, we'll have, I'm guessing we'll have, what, 80-90% of it up to speed, I think, Rick. And
we'll
be rolling, you know, be really ramping it up next week and so on. But there's a lot of things up there right now, and we always will welcome the feedback. Right now, I'm not sure we're able to get it from you, but we will be able to get that from you very soon. So that'll be something that we'd like to hear from folks on. And again, to me, it's a very unique service. You know, the radio interviews, the one you did with Tom Gallagher tonight, Rick, that was great. I mean, and then, you know, it's on the website. People can go to it anytime they want to. You know, they'll be able to eventually. And things like that, those kinds of interviews. And then the video clips. Kim was mentioning one earlier that, you know, people go back to and watch again and again. They're out there. They're on YouTube. People can do, you know, hang on to them, whatever. And, you know, I just think it's something that really can really take off. So we're pretty excited about this football season. But this year in particular, we're excited about the whole fall sports and really trying to make something really big here.
Absolutely.
Bill, is Winthrop on your itinerary? Because I'll contact Sean and I'll make the run over.
Already got him up there.
You've already talked.
Tim, you're killing me.
Did I miss it?
I know. It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, how could you do that to
me? Oh, my God.
How could you let me go there and do that to me? I go on vacation, and what happens? I turn my back in 2 minutes.
I was going to be so nice to you tonight.
Well, that flew right out the window.
Oh,
hey, too funny.
You know.
I'll straighten him out. I'll show him how to get to the website when we're off the air.
Now you know, I'm sure he's been biking. He's been biking up in New Hampshire, so he's probably got a lot of bugs stuck in his eyes.
Yeah, I did do a lot of biking a couple weeks ago. My brother and I did 460 miles.
Yeah, okay.
I don't blame you, Tim. That's not a problem, but I'm glad you.
Oh.
All right, Bill. We'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good.
Okay,
right,
Bill. Thank you.
Good night, Bill.
Bill Newell, MSO, just Mr. Everything, former
really bad.
Former sports director at WESX, a retired Salem educator,
and you let me walk right into
just
that.
Wicked, wicked talented. No, I no.
You let me walk. Right
I didn't know you were going to mention that.
You let me go. Right
we had already talked with Coach Driscoll, and then Bill went over to visit him and had a terrific interview with Sean. And you're welcome to go back there anytime you want to, and we will be going back there for a game or two this year as well. Tim, anything else you want to mention? We didn't get into the pros, and I'm okay with that for now. We're going to take next week off, but we'll be back in two.
Yeah, I think Tom Werner ought to take his head out of his derriere and realize that the team that he helped assemble and put on the field is the reason why ratings are down for the Red Sox, and they're probably as good as they are because of the quality of Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy and what they bring to the ballpark every night.
We'll save that.
And to go with the Lambic Juice while trying to improve the ratings is a bunch of BS.
Going in a new direction.
Yeah.
More energetic. Anyway, we'll talk about
More
that.
More energetic.
Yeah. We'll talk about that, and that's what he said. and other stuff in 2 weeks, all right? So we will have football before that. Watch the website. We're going to have other programming. We're just not going to have North Shore Sports Night next Monday night. We've got all kinds of new programming coming up, so pay attention to MSO New Sports. Tim, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go take the bike to school tomorrow, so I may be late getting home. Because it's about 90-plus degrees.
I know. Okay, that's Tim Kearns. Bill Proposky is our producer and engineer. I'm Rick Moore. Good night.
This is MSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.